This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. 5 days after the Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization to call up hundreds of thousands of reservists to fight in Ukraine, the move has triggered outraged protest across Russia. A fearful exodus of men of fighting age from the country in acts of violence. There have been demonstrations not just in the usual places like Moscow and St. Petersburg, but also in the remote far north province of Yakutia and in the poor southern region of Dagestan. A gunman opened fire in an enlistment office in a Siberian city and gravely wounded the military commandant. One analyst says that Putin is risking a lot because of the mobilization and losing support. A U.S. patrol has now spotted Chinese-Russian naval ships near Alaska. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Coast Guard says a ship on routine patrol in the Bering Sea came across a guided missile cruiser from China. The U.S. patrol ship found two other Chinese ships and four Russian naval vessels, including a destroyer. The ships broke their single formation and dispersed, but the Coast Guard says that while the ships were operating in accordance with international rules and norms, the Honolulu-based Kimball will continue to monitor the area. The formation came a month after NATO's Secretary General warned about China's interest in the Arctic and Russia's military buildup there. The Secretary General said Russia has set up a new Arctic command and has opened hundreds of new and former Soviet-era Arctic military sites, including deep water ports and airfields. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Pakistan's massive floods this summer have wiped out large swaths of crops. Now the country fears significant food shortages. One reason for concern is that the wheat planting season is fast approaching, but vast areas that would normally be planted with wheat are still underwater and may not drain in time. That could mean a smaller harvest down the line. And at the same time, hundreds of thousands of small farming families have had their livelihoods and food stores wiped out. The cash-strapped government has been forced to turn to imports, but still hopes the upcoming wheat crop will come through. Recession fears continue to chip away at markets. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The Dow has become the last of the major U.S. stock indexes to fall into what's known as a bear market amid growing fears of a global recession. The blue chip index fell 1.1%, while the S&P closed 1% lower, and the Nasdaq dropped 0.6% as the indexes extended their losing streak to a fifth day. Fed also released a forecast suggesting its benchmark rate could be 4.4% by the year's end, a full point higher than envisioned in June. In Europe, the British pound dropped to an all-time low against the dollar. I'm Norman Hall.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has granted Russian citizenship to Edward Snowden. He's a former contractor with the U.S. National Security Agency. He has been living in Russia since 2013 to escape prosecution in the United States after leaking classified documents detailing government surveillance programs. He was granted permanent residence in 2020. Snowden has said that he made the disclosures because he believed the U.S. intelligence community had gone too far and wrongly infringed on civil liberties. The 39-year-old is considered by supporters to be a whistleblower who wanted to protect American civil liberties. He currently faces charges of unauthorized disclosure of U.S. national intelligence and information that could result in decades in prison. A NASA spacecraft has rammed an asteroid in an unprecedented test to see if a potentially menacing space rock could be knocked off course. The Galactic Grand Slam harmless asteroid 7 million miles away on Monday. The DART spacecraft plowed into the small space rock at 14,000 miles per hour. Scientists say the impact should have carved out a crater and hurled streams of rocks and dirt into space. Most importantly, though, scientists are hoping the collision altered the asteroid's orbit. And recapping our top story, 5 days after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization to call up hundreds of thousands of reservists to fight in Ukraine, the move has triggered outraged protests across Russia.